Always good to start the day hearing from an old friend. The Andrew Carter Morning Show, CJAD 800.
Well, according to a report from the World Health Organization, we are off track in achieving a global target of slashing sodium intake by 30% by 2025, which is only 2 years away. On the line to tell us more about the report and to give us some tips on reducing your salt, Toronto-based dietitian Leslie Beck. Morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Andrew.
So, tell us about this new report.
So, first of all, I mean, it's known that unhealthy diets are a leading cause of death and chronic disease around the world, and the largest number of diet-related deaths is associated with excessive sodium intakes, which is an established risk factor for high blood pressure, heart attack, and stroke. So back in 2013, all 194 member states of the World Health Organization committed to reducing sodium intake, as you say, by 30% by 2025. So this new report is the first documented progress report on how member states are doing with respect to implementing policies to achieve this goal.
Okay, so what did the report find? How are we doing?
Well, not as well as hoped. As of October 22nd last year, only 5% of member states, 9 countries in total, had implemented at least 2 mandatory sodium reduction policies, and all of the World Health Organization sodium-related so-called best buys policies for tackling chronic disease. And right now, the global average daily sodium intake is 4,310 milligrams.
Whoa.
And the World Health Organization recommends consuming less than 2,000 milligrams of sodium a day.
Yeah, I thought the daily recommendation was something like 1,500 milligrams.
Well, in North America, the official daily recommended intake or adequate intake for sodium is 1,500 milligrams for adults aged 19 to 50. That's how much we need. You do need some sodium for fluid retention in the body, for muscles, for nerve functioning, and the upper daily limit is set at 2,300 milligrams.
Okay.
So we should not be consuming any more than that. And if you have high blood pressure, you should be not consuming any more than 2,000 milligrams a day.
Okay, what is a best buys policy that you referred to?
So because reducing sodium intake is one of the most cost-effective ways to improve health, the World Health Organization has recommended 4 policies to this end. Number one, we've got to lower the sodium content in foods, so reformulating packaged foods to contain less salt, setting targets for the food industry around sodium amounts. Number two, establishing policies for sodium limits for meals that are served in schools, hospitals, other institutions. Number three, adopting mandatory front-of-package labeling to help consumers choose lower foods, which Canada has done now. They regulated that last summer. We can talk more about that. And number four, implementing mass media campaigns to change consumer behavior around sodium consumption.
And how is Canada doing in addressing the sodium reduction?
So in all the member states were scored. There was a country score, and Canada got a 2. The best possible score was a 4, and what a 2 means is that Canada had made voluntary measures to either encourage the food industry to use less sodium or to encourage consumers to make healthier choices, and Canada had done both. But as I also mentioned, in July, Health Canada regulated front-of-package nutrition labels to help consumers make healthier choices, and these new mandatory high-in labels will appear on the front of foods that meet or exceed 15% of the daily value for saturated fat and sodium or added sugar. So food manufacturers have until July 1st, 2026 to comply with these new regulations.
Okay, in the meantime, give us some tips to reduce our salt intake.
Well, read labels for sure. And I would use that daily value percentage on the nutrition label to get a sense of how much sodium is in a food. 15% or more is considered a lot. And keep in mind, in Canada, bakery products, things like bread, muffins, cookies, desserts, crackers, and processed meats. We know those are sausages and deli meats and chicken wings and frozen meatballs, and also mixed meals like pizza, lasagna, frozen entrees. All of those three categories, bakery, processed meats, and mixed meals, account for half of the sodium consumers consume. So think about those products. And other big contributors are cheese, soup, sauces, and of course, condiments.
All right. Leslie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That is Leslie Beck, Toronto-based dietitian. Great website if you want to know more about this at lesliebeck.com.